Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
Now, a feature presentation.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Welcome to the Matinee Chat Podcast.
There is a God.
With Kathy Kaiser.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
And Anthony Wise.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
He's just ignorant.
Stay connected at matineechat.com on Facebook and Twitter at Matinee Chat.
The radio's all yours, Tom.
Matinee Chat Podcast on now.
Welcome back to Matinee Chat, everyone. I think we're on volume 6. It's been 6 weeks of glorious movie, fantastic fun. Back here with my, lead man, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, very good. We've been having some really awesome movie weeks here.
Yes. And just when I thought last week was pretty good, this one got even better.
I know. I can't believe it. It's pretty late in the summer for it to be getting better, but here we are. What do you think we should talk about first this week?
I think first we should give out the website name because we want people to find us. Well, assuming they listen to the podcast, I guess they already found us, but whatever. MatineeChat.com. Follow us on Twitter and, of course, on Facebook at MatineeChat. Two movies that we saw this week were Compton and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And I think we should start things off with The Man from U.N.C.L.E. because I'm sure everyone's more excited about Compton because it's at least, it's an American film.
It's American made.
It's American made as opposed to Man from U.N.C.L.E.'s got all those other countries in it.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So let's start off with that one. And I enjoyed it for the most part. I didn't know what to expect because I did not know it was based off a TV show from when?
1964 to 1968.
See, I was born in 86. So
maybe you didn't watch that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were never featured in a Jimi Hendrix song. The Doors never discussed, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. There was never a Doors song about that, so I have no idea what's going on.
So you have no idea what was going on. But so you were new to it, right?
But it was a pleasant surprise. Very new to it. And I got to admit, the lady, Alicia Vikander, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
So good. So good.
So good. Yeah, so she's good, really good looking.
No, she was a great actress.
Not too hard.
She was cute, too.
She was
really a great
good.
Actress, I thought.
Really good.
Because I couldn't come up with it that she was, in the middle, working both sides until, they revealed it to us.
Well, you always tease me about maybe being a little older than you. But I was only born in 1964, so I only got to see reruns of the show. So I did see it before. But the film, the reboot of that show was really incredible. And of course, we got Superman. Henry Cavill's along for the ride.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. We have this other guy, okay?
Armie Hammer?
No. We just have some other guy because the only Superman in the world is Christopher Reeves.
I will fight
you to death on that one, lady, okay?
Okay. All right. Ooh, wow. He's coming out fighting already tonight.
Christopher Reeves and no one else is Superman, just like Michael Keaton is Batman.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to give you that one.
Those are the rules we live by on this podcast.
All right. Those are the rules we will live by. Okay. So the pseudo-Superman type character that maybe put the suit on is in this film, Henry Cavill.
Some dude named Henry.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Playing the American spy.
Again, a British. How do British people pull off the American accent so well? That's what I don't understand.
They practice it. When they want to become an actor, they practice and practice and practice.
I guess. Still.
There you go. But amazingly, like I said earlier, another individual with this Russian name. Can you say that Russian name?
From the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Ilya. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, not gonna happen.
Armie Hammer plays the Russian spy who's forced to work with Napoleon Solo, who is who Henry Cavill is.
What American do you know, even in 64, was named Napoleon Solo?
Like I said, only born then, so I don't really have a good point of reference, but bottom line.
Okay, well, here's a good reference. Were any of the kids you grew up with named Han at all?
Nope.
There's a good point of reference right there.
But when you heard Solo, didn't you think of Han?
Of course. That's why I'm bringing that up. If that show had such an impact that Solo would be a bigger name. And obviously, since Han Solo was a much bigger impact, I don't see any kids named Han. I know plenty of kids named Jordan after Michael Jordan, but I don't know anybody named Han.
Well, there you go. Okay. I didn't know anybody named Napoleon either.
Exactly. I'm also rambling. I found out the other day he was actually 5'7". Everyone thought that he was like a midget, but he actually was like 5'7", which is average height. Anyways, Napoleon. Anyway, Napoleon.
Yay. There you go, Napoleon.
French
fun
dictators
facts.
Or whatever.
Back
they are.
To the size of Armie Hammer. I was thinking that Superman should be like the most significant featured character in this movie.
I'm not going to tell you again. Okay, he's not Superman. He's some other guy.
And okay, Armie that Hammer, other guy in this
and
movie.
Armie Hammer did a great job.
Armie Hammer. He did a fantastic job, and he is so much larger than Henry Cavill. I was like, I don't know, surprised. Not pleasantly. I was very surprised.
Oh, I was pleasantly surprised.
You were?
Yeah, he was much bigger.
That's why he got to play the Russian, right?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I was making sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
Is that,
okay.
Whatever. I don't know where to go with Russians after that.
Once again, tried to skip right over
Russian
it.
Doll or something. I enjoyed the movie. The combination of you know, teaming up the opposing sides, especially since, of course, I don't know how historically accurate it was, but I know my fair share about World War II. So the developing of the Cold War and the wall and Mr. Gorbachev and all that. Of course, that was later on, but still, that's the same wall. So I thought it touched on the times well. You know, I thought the costumes were done well, the setting, the cars they used. Everything was done. It was done pretty well.
Well, and I actually think that this might be one of the first films that they are definitely going to be nominated. Maybe wrong, but I'm feeling it. Nominated for Best Costume because the 1960s was in every frame of that film and done very well.
I agree. It was very good costume work. Maybe that's why I like her a lot, because she was pretty attractive now that I've seen this other picture. But she was a great actress, too. I thought that.
Oh, no, she was a very, very, very good actress.
So if I had to give this a rating for Man of U.N.C.L.E., which, do you remember what U.N.C.L.E. stood for?
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Go ahead and give it. Go ahead and give it.
I
was
going to
say,
you.
I put it in the review. It's actually there.
Okay, here we go. The United Network Command for Law and Enforcement.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
And they decided back in the day, in the 60s, when they weren't going to give that away on the TV show, they did because they didn't want it misconstrued that it was part of the UN with everything going on in the world. So that's why they explained in the TV show exactly what it was.
Of all the things going on in the 1960s, they wanted to get that one clear.
Yeah.
Of all the things.
Yeah, because it was American television. They were politically correct at all times, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure Archie Bunker was incredibly politically correct.
There you go.
There
you go. I was thinking more like the Brady Bunch, the Partridge Family, you know, those kind of things.
I saw a great meme today with Tom Brady's face and all the Brady Bunch kids. if I had to give a rating for The Man from U.N.C.L.E., someone who knew to the situation, and assuming there's a second one, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Really?
Yeah. It was very close to a 4. I just feel like, it was not as good as the other one, and if the other one's going to be a 4, I can't, you know, I got to make these things line up.
Oh, you have to, yeah. No, you have to do that.
I got to have a control.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, I only saw the reruns of the show itself, but I loved every frame of the film, so I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, wow.
I am going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I think all the ladies are going to like it. All the gents are going to like it for maybe a few things you threw out there. I think that it was a little slow getting started, but once we got going, it was going. So
yeah, it was going nonstop after that point.
Yeah.
And very clever, too, because I definitely didn't see the, I wouldn't call it an M. Night Shyamalan kind of twist, but I'd call it, which is not how I pronounce his name. What I would call it, definitely.
But you always slaughter it like that, so
yeah,
it's
of course.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. There's definitely a twist of some sort. At the end, not the end, but like towards the climax, I was like, aha, I didn't see that one coming. So
that's always good.
Good job tricking me on that one.
Espionage and
sure,
secret agents and all
four, that
good
and that's
stuff.
What I didn't understand.
Okay. Just all joking. Right. So 4 out of 5 for me.
And 3 out of 5 for me. Check out the full review up on the website right now, matineechat.com. And I just click on the review for Man of U.N.C.L.E. and you can check it out and also listen to it on this podcast again. Yes, you can. All right, as we started last week, we started implementing some games.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to go ahead and try and do this again.
Okay, are we going to do Name That Movie Tune?
No, yes, we're going to do the Name That Tune first.
Okay, right, okay.
Here is the movie tune. It's hip to be square. That was it. Just a taste. Can you figure it out? hop on the website right now, matineechat.com, and enter for your chance to win some tickets.
Yeah, we're going to be going back to Werrenburg, St. Charles Cinema.
Werrenburg and the Chuck.
That's right. So that's online. Right. Movie and dinner.
And din-din.
That's right. That's right. So if you can tell us, you know, what movie that particular snippet was from.
I know it wasn't a lot.
You get dinner and a movie. How awesome is that?
I'll give you a sneaky hint. The movie was made in the year 2000. That's the best I can give you.
Oh, I think you should give them one more little hint.
I don't think so.
Come on, one more little hint.
Oh, all of that would be way too much. Way too much. It's good enough. It's a popular enough movie.
All right. You think that our listeners are that good? I do too.
Okay.
So we're going to give them.
Of course, you got to empower them.
There
and of
you
course,
go.
If not, they can always just Google it. So I'm sure they'll figure it out. Okay. But to answer the question up on the blog right now, madnetchat.com, under the Man from U.N.C.L.E. review for your chance to go ahead, or excuse me, under the podcast page for your chance to go ahead and win some tickets to go see.
On the same page, just go all the way down to the end of the page and please
go down
reply.
To the bottom.
Go down
now.
To the bottom. Exactly.
All right, moving on to the final movie this week because we only saw two for some reason.
And they're only releasing two this week.
I know. I just usually used to the trifecta, but... But the big one everyone's talking about, of course, I was alive for this, you were alive for this, Compton, Straight Outta Compton, which, of course, deals with the upcomings of NWA. I guess I really can't translate that for any reason, but I'm sure you guys can figure it out or look it up.
What he's saying is we can't give away what the NWA stands for,
no,
but
no,
you
it's a
all
spoiler.
Know what
it's a big
that
spoiler.
Was.
We can't give it away. It's a spoiler. That's why.
They know what it stands for.
Another spoiler. They don't get along with cops very well.
Really?
No.
Yeah, because no one knew that.
Which was kind of interesting. Okay, so, all right.
Here he goes.
It's difficult for me. I know. I'm going to try to do this. Okay, so do you remember when Crash came out in the 2000s?
Yes.
I didn't see it, and I still haven't seen it. And I know, look, see, because you're
giving
me the
giving
same,
him that
giving
look.
The same look everyone gives me. But it was such a good movie. It changed my perspective on so many things. I just didn't understand or didn't ever see that people go through those kind of things in life. And I just, like... For me, as a minority, I was just like, are you kidding me? How do you not know that perception and the way we look at the world and all that affects how we treat people and so on and so forth? So I didn't want to see it because I felt like I'm not...
You lived it and you
I feel
didn't
like
have
I,
to view
yes,
it?
I feel like I was already enlightened enough that I shouldn't have to watch a movie or listen to Ludacris tell me how I should treat people to understand how I should treat people.
Okay.
Right. And I kind of got those same vibes in this movie as well. Of course, it was, you know, centered around late 80s, early 90s, the height of the Rodney King situation.
Right. It was prior to, but yeah, led up to, yes.
Yeah, led up to. And you see many things that not only, you know, what Rodney King went through, but you also see, they also highlighted how they were treated as well, especially now in these particular times that we're living in, especially
exactly.
in this wonderful city of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that it came out, so it just shines more light on that situation. I just feel like I heard a couple like gasps inside the audience of like, like every time Ice Cube's face hit the pavement from a cop or Dre's face hit the pavement from a cop, I'm just as if they were shocked that was going on. And I feel like the message has been there for quite some time. And I don't want to get too political with this. I just feel like that's kind of an image that's been portrayed in not only in the media this past year, but in everyday life for quite some time, for as long as I've been alive. And to still find people that in shock and awe, like, oh, they get treated that way? No.
Right.
So that was kind of bugging me. But that aside, you know, and I think it's also kind of still good, though, for the political times that we live in right now for this movie to come out. I enjoyed it a lot. And it really just created a personification to a lot of the music I grew up with because I listened to the music from NWA, huge Ice Cube fan. I love not only, of course, his music, but his movies. He writes really well. He did, of course, did this movie with Dr. Dre. So it was nice that they personified them because, you know, according to the media as a kid, oh, they were thugs and they were doing all this bad
stuff. They were gangsters, honey. They were gangsters.
But what did you see in the movie? You saw hugs. You saw tears.
Right.
You saw just kids that liked each other and then wanted to make
art. I saw Ice Cube came from a family with mom and a dad. And
get out of the scenario.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've always been shined in a certain light, you know, based off the art that they were making. And so it's nice to see the personification kind of break down those walls and see that they're just as human as anyone else.
Right.
What I did not know was how far they were going to take it. I didn't know if they were going to lead up to just Eazy-E's passing or if they were going to go even further than that. I thought it ended up well. on a good note. I did find out, though, that the director's cut is like 3.5 hours long. We saw it was two and a half.
Right.
So it's like a whole other hour.
That they cut out.
Who knows what they cut out.
Well, you and I will be seeing it.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching that at some point in time. So, but it was good. It kept my attention the entire time. I'm sometimes, you know, wavy about seeing movies that not necessarily that I experienced, but like was like alive for. Like if there was a movie out like tomorrow about Ilian Gonzalez, I wouldn't go see it because I was there for it. I lived in Miami at the time, so I was there at the protests and just a knucklehead being ignorant because I didn't know any better. I didn't care about the whole Cuban-American relations. I was just like, keep them here. Take them to Disney World. You know, but so I always find it difficult to see movies that I feel like I've experienced some of that life. But I enjoyed this one a lot. I thought it was really well done, and I thought the actors did a great job. Ice Cube's kid was fantastic. The other characters they got to play were also really, really good. I definitely liked the guy that played Eazy-E, and it's slipping my mind at the moment, but I'm going to get it in just a second. His name is Jason Mitchell.
Jason Mitchell.
Yes.
I was trying to help you, but yeah.
Yeah, sure you were.
I was.
Sure
I was.
You were.
Yeah.
Big eye roll.
Okay, well, bottom line is, okay, that is where you came from on this movie. And, you know, everybody's going to be thinking, oh, yeah, Kathy went and saw, you know, the boys from NWA, what is she going to have to say about this? And some of the fellow critics were, of course, harassing me walking in like, oh, what is she going to say about this film? Not realizing that at 22 at St. Louis University, maybe I went to a club or two and heard NWA playing. So
why do you do it with bunny ears if you're sure you went and had this experience? May or may not have.
No, I did that for you.
Okay.
I did that for you.
It makes
you.
It less believable if you put bunny ears
on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was doing that for them. You know,
as far as I'm concerned, you were listening to Woody Guthrie the entire time.
I'm figuring that's exactly what you're going to think. So bottom line is I love the film. I thought that they did a fantastic job of portraying Dre and Cube. And I mean, they've both done so many other things with their lives beyond where they all started because, you know, they were that driven. I think that that's part of the film that I'm really hoping people take away from this is they could have been wallowing in what was happening in L.A. and the LAPD.
Within the contract as well.
Right. You know.
But they rose above it.
Exactly. Because they had the drive and the ambition that wasn't how they were going to live, and they weren't going to tolerate what the police were doing and what the circumstances were surrounding them, and they were going to rise above it. So I really think from a personal standpoint for me, having lived through that, what we viewed on the screen and what's been happening here in St. Louis, I mean, this has been a lifelong thing as far as for my adult life, that these type of things happen, and for whatever reason, it needs to be brought to light, and that is what NWA did. They brought it all to light, and they really didn't care what you thought. You know, Ice had the fortitude and the, you know, prolific writing to tell you exactly what was transpiring. And if you didn't like it, pretty well tough stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, because they didn't have a choice. They weren't allowed to have things sugarcoated to them. You know, they were brought in a very... very harsh reality, but no, but I agree. It definitely highlighted their ambition. I did a great job with Ice Cube because even he was making comments in the midst of heated arguments. You know, this is not all I'm going to do. You know, this is going to be so much more. And you catch a clip of him riding Friday at some point in time in the movie. So they go through a good number of years. And even though I knew Friday was, I guess, was it 94, 95,
right.
Maybe a 96 movie, somewhere before then.
Mm-hmm.
I still just didn't, I don't know, I never put it together that he might have been writing at the same time. He was still just trying to make a solo career happen, still just doing this, still just doing that. I mean, I'm always really amazed by people that especially artists, that don't hold themselves to just one form of art.
No, multifaceted.
Exactly.
And they all are.
And and all of them definitely are. But I'm really, you know, proud of people that are able to do that and expand their horizons.
Well, and I really think they too went, you know, not to go in too many different directions, but the fact that, you know, we just didn't center on NWA. We centered on the transition. Suge Knight came in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Snoop Dogg in the picture. You know, I mean, some of these people, you know, are still evolving, still, you know, making their mark.
Yeah, Snoop had a reggae album called Snoop Lion. I actually didn't listen to it, but I didn't hear good things about it.
You know, none of these people, I mean, really stagnated in what they were, you know, living.
You got to keep moving forward. That's what the most successful people know. Is you got to keep progressing.
You know, and I think Ice Cube put a lot of faith in his son playing his role, even though he looks just like him and sounds just like him, which is utterly amazing to me. But
genetics. Before we forget, I definitely want to give a big shout out to Paul Giamatti. I mean,
yeah.
He's always so good.
As Agent Jerry Heller, yes.
Always so good. Because, like, for me, it's kind of like Shooter McGavin. I can't remember the guy's name, but forever, the guy who played Shooter McGavin and Billy Madison or and Happy Gilmore will always be mm-hmm. Shooter McGavin.
Right.
Paul
right.
Giamatti, for me, will always be Pig Vomit from the Howard Stern movie.
Okay.
Because he was Howard's boss.
Only thing I could say about Paul is they keep giving him the nasty roles. I mean, come on. I love him as a kind, lovable kind of guy, but here lately, he's been playing just the mean, nasty, underhanded, you know.
Well, no one's going to pay me to be the voice of a little kid.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unless this kid has some sort of throat.
So you think he's so good at it, so let's just keep throwing him his way.
Yeah, just let him do his thing. And not to say he's typecasted by any means, but he does a good job of playing someone with evil in his eyes, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, he does.
And anyway, he was really good. I really enjoyed that.
I agree.
Paul Giamatti also just a great job. Of course, I kept wanting to call him Pig Vomit the whole movie, but I still thought his character was done very well, and it was interesting to see how that relationship, because I always just read about the relationship, you know, watching it, even though it was acting, watching it unfold was still interesting. So if I had to go ahead and review this movie by rating, I would have to go ahead and I'll go give it a 4. Give it a 4.
Nice.
It's not too
nice.
Far from a 4.5 if you really want to push it, if you just want to, you know, be nice about it, but there were some parts where I was just like, wait a sec. But that's because I'm also like a hip hop head. So I know a lot of little small facts about rap. So one of those things didn't make sense to me. But for the most part, the rest of it, you know, was just fine. And I'm glad that they touched in on Tupac. I give it a 4. And I recommend that you go see this immediately.
Well, and I'm going to be right there with you as far as I think you definitely have to go see it immediately. I think it is definitely the must-see film for anyone over 17 this weekend. And I'm going to have to do you a little bit better. I don't give it out too often, but that movie spoke volumes to me, believe it or not. And it was, you know, 2.5 hours long. It seemed like it was an hour. Everything flowed. Everything was fantastic. And I'm giving it 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow. The big Cinco.
The big Cinco.
I got to make some sort of buzzer or something that's going to blow off every time you throw out the Cinco out there. Just like, whoa, it's
there
a 5.
There you go. There you go. Because bottom line is I think that the young actors who portrayed N.W.A. to, you know, the young actors that portrayed Suge and Snoop Dogg and Tupac, everybody was on their game. And it wasn't like they pulled a bunch of, you know, African-American actors who we all know. I mean, these are all pretty well, you know, people that were seen for the first time.
Yeah.
And they all did an incredible job.
Yeah. And I enjoy movies that do that, too. Just take, you know, don't take the usual brand name actors and bring in somebody new and fresh.
Well, you know, I kind of like you talked about earlier with everyone, you know, kind of going their own way and doing their own thing in a multitude of ways, whether it's acting or, you know, different musical avenues. I think that they gave these youngsters the opportunity to do something with their lives too, which I thought was really cool with the making of this film.
Well, of course, it adds more actors to the field of acting, of course, because I mean, let's be honest, there's only the usual black actors kind of get casted in the usual type of roles, usual type of movies, typecast.
Right, right. Not that we don't love you, Kevin Hart, we do.
It's calling names out. I wasn't going to drop any names. We understand how that goes, but it's good to see some fresh faces, and they all did a really great job. Check out the full review up on the website right now, matineechat.com, and you can also watch the trailer if you want to hear any clips from the movie.
Yes, it's all there.
It's all right there.
Don't forget to go, you know, check out Twitter, too, at matineechat.
The tweets and on the Facebooks. So we're going to finish off with another game. Leave you here with the
wonderful
chance to win some tickets for the Ill Side, correct?
Yes. These tickets are for the Illinois side, the Lincoln Theater.
The other side of the river.
And we're actually going to give them 4 tickets.
Ooh.
4 tickets this week.
4 tickets this
week. For the Illinois side to the historic Lincoln Theater. If you know this movie quote.
And it's time to play Say What? I think my voice is too low for that one. I don't know. Maybe not lubricated enough. But
that
anyways,
was okay. It
here
was okay.
is the movie quote. If you can figure out the movie, of course, head over to the website and click on this podcast link. Of course, you should already be listening there. But whatever. It's down there at the bottom. Here's the movie quote.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Ooh, what
that was scary.
Is it going to be? Go ahead, hop on the website, as we said, matineechat.com. Click on this podcast page, and you can enter for a chance to win 4 tickets on the Hillside.
Exactly.
And go enjoy some movies, thanks to us here at Matinee Chat.
We're just that nice. That's what we're all
we
about.
We are. We're givers. You know, got to give love to get love. So, you know, it's got to, it's karma. Got to put it out there.
That's it.
Of course, you can catch full reviews for both The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Straight Outta Compton up on the website, matineechat.com. Anything you want to say, any comments, any questions, if you just want to prove us wrong about something, hit us up.
Please
course,
do. Please
on
do.
On Twitter
we're
at
not
Matt
saying
Nate
we're
Chat.
Absolutely perfect. Well, Anthony says he's perfect,
oh,
but
no,
I'm willing
no,
to
don't.
Take a hit.
I'm
so.
far from perfect. Far from perfect. You set me up for failure here, why
mm-hmm,
don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can make your comments up on Twitter and on Facebook at Matt and Nate Chat. And next week, pretty excited for some movies we got going on.
We got lots of movies next week. We may have to decide what we're going to, you know,
really?
Talk about
it's
and
like
what
that.
We're not going to talk about.
Okay,
yeah.
What we got going on?
Well, we have Hitman Agent 47.
Ooh, that was a video game.
Jimmy Hall.
Don't know that one.
The Diary of a Teenage Girl. Already saw that one.
I can't wait to see that. Choking.
Okay, The End of the Tour, already saw that one.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Jason Segel's, he's at it again. American Ultra.
Oh, yeah, it looked all right. Yeah,
Not bad. We'll
see. Is
we'll
that guy for next week?
Yeah, that's
okay,
for next
good.
Week, too. And
no.
Sinister 2.
Whatever. Zac Efron's so hot right now. That's all I want to see. Zachy.
Is that it? Okay.
It's smoking hot. One day.
One day he's going to be your guy. Well, okay, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. All those movies next week, so we may have to dwindle it down to 3 or 4.
Well, Zac Efron is in. I don't care what you say.
Okay, all right. Zac Efron's in. And I'm talking about Jason Segel, so we're going to have to take it from there.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week over here at the Matinee Chat Podcast.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.